AWS Cost Explorer has the data. Here's the view finance actually needs. AWS Cost Explorer shows the right numbers a euro but not in a format finance can act on. A ranked cost by service breakdown reveals the concentration pattern that should drive every cloud budget conversation. Most finance leaders who open AWS Cost Explorer for the first time have the same experience as opening the raw invoice, technically accurate, practically overwhelming. The data is there. The ability to group it, filter it, and chart it is there. What isn't there is a view that immediately answers the question finance actually needs to ask. That question isn't what did we spend on cloud last month? Euro, it's which services drove that spend, and are we focused on the right ones? There is a meaningful difference between those two questions. The first produces a total. The second produces a ranked list. And the ranked list is where cost management actually begins. The concentration pattern most teams miss. In the vast majority of AWS accounts, 3 to 5 services represent 70 to 90% of total cloud spend. The remaining services a euro, and there can be dozens of them a euro, account for the tail. This pattern is remarkably consistent across account sizes and industries. This matters because it means cloud cost management is not a problem of managing 200 line items. It's a problem of managing 3 to 5. The tail deserves monitoring for anomalies, but not optimization effort. The services that dominate vary by what your organization actually builds. For a containerized microservices architecture, it's typically ECS or EKS, load balancing, and networking. For a data-heavy workload, it's often RDS or Redshift, S3, and data transfer. For a compute-intensive platform, it's EC2 plus associated storage and networking. The services aren't the insight. The concentration is. What AWS Cost Explorer actually shows. AWS Cost Explorer contains a service breakdown view, and it works. You can select a date range, group by service, and see a bar chart or table showing spend by service. For an experienced FinOps analyst, this is useful. For a finance leader who needs a fast answer, it's a tool you have to navigate to, configure, and contextualize a euro every time. The view doesn't persist. The date range resets. And the default presentation is a stacked bar chart over time, not a ranked list sorted by current spend. More importantly, Cost Explorer is a full-page analysis tool. It's where you go when you're investigating something. It's not where you start your week. Finance teams need the ranked service view as a first-class part of their operating picture a euro, not something they retrieve on request. What the ranked view reveals immediately, a ranked cost by service panel surfaced on a dashboard does two things that Cost Explorer cannot. It changes what you ask. Instead of what did cloud cost last month, you ask why is ECS 39% of our bill and is that appropriate for our workload? That second question has a specific answer. It can be assigned to an owner. It creates a conversation about whether the containerized workload is appropriately sized, whether there is cluster consolidation opportunity, and what the right benchmark is. It makes concentration visible in seconds. When 3 services make up 70% of a bill, you see it before you've finished reading. That's the number that tells you where to focus. You don't need to read the tail. A concentration pattern where ECS, elastic load balancing, and VPC together account for 90% of spend means that any cost optimization effort starting somewhere other than those 3 services is solving the wrong problem a euro, no matter how many line items exist below them. Acting on concentration data. Once you know which services dominate your bill, the cost management conversation becomes specific. For compute-dominated accounts, EC2, ECS, EKS, the question is utilization and commitment coverage. What percentage of compute is on-demand versus reserved or spot? What is the average CPU and memory utilization? Right-sizing and commitment optimization in compute typically yields the highest absolute savings of any action you can take. For database-dominated accounts, RDS, Redshift, DynamoDB, the question is instance class and provisioning. Databases are often over-provisioned at creation and not revisited. Multi-AZ standby instances and read replicas add significant cost that is sometimes retained after the workload that justified them has changed. For networking-dominated accounts, VPC, data transfer, load balancing, the question is architecture. Networking costs are often structural a euro, they reflect how your services are connected and how traffic flows. High networking cost relative to compute can indicate a data transfer pattern that doesn't match the pricing model well. The specific service isn't the point. The point is that none of these conversations can happen when cloud is a single budget line, making it a permanent fixture. The difference between a cost review and a cost discipline is whether the view you're looking at is something you access once or something you see every time. a ranked cost by service panel that updates automatically. iEuro pulling from live Cost Explorer data without requiring configuration. iEuro changes what finance can monitor as part of normal operations. The service distribution becomes a reference point. Shifts become visible before they become problems. The CFOs who have the most productive relationships with their engineering teams are the ones who can name the three services driving their cloud bill before the conversation starts. That specificity isn't available in a total spend figure. It's available in a view. Cost. Defender surfaces cost by service data automatically from your AWS accounts with read-only access, presenting it as a ranked panel on your dashboard. iEuro no configuration required, updated on every scan.